my first election, it was kind of difficult. Nobody had ever heard of me. There had never been a minority run for sheriff. There had never been a female run for sheriff. And all of a sudden, I come up, a minority, Hispanic, lesbian. It all started because somebody talked to me and said, why don't you consider running for sheriff? We've looked at your background. We've looked at some of the stuff you've done. And we honestly believe that you would be a good candidate. And I looked at him and I said, you know I'm lesbian, don't you? And they said, yeah, that's your one fault, but I think we can get past that. It was a little scary for me. There had never been someone from the outside become sheriff, and I didn't work in the department. On the first election, it was a very cold, rainy, stormy, almost icy day. And I had been out for about 14, 15 hours at the polls, asking people to vote for me. My niece came from San Antonio. She had never really been in cold weather, so she wasn't even dressed for it. And she was freezing. And I'd take off my coat and I'd say, go to the car, go to the car. And she would look back at me and say, no, 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 I want to help you win. At about 7:30, we got in the car and we were both freezing and wet. And I got a phone call. And the phone call said, you're behind. And I thought I was winning. So I almost in tears, I turned to my niece and I said, we're losing. We're losing. And the person on the other end of the phone was yelling, no, Lupi, you don't understand. This is just early votes. You're within 2 points of reaching him. That means you could pass him during the election. And I couldn't really hear her. I was just going, we're losing. We're losing. And she said, get in here. We're supposed to go to this hotel room and watch the returns with our families. And so I went in, and all of a sudden I hear this scream. And three of the guys that were watching the return said, you've passed him. And I turned around, and I looked over at my niece. And she was in the corner crying because she knew what we had gone through. I'm the eighth child of migrant workers. You know, I was one of the few that got to go to school in my family because in the 50s, if you were migrant workers, you didn't get to go to school. You just worked. She knew how hard I had worked to go through college. And now standing here and somebody saying, you just beat the system. The good old boy system has just been toppled.